The movie Balzac and the Little Chinese Seamstress is based on an autobiographical novel by Dai Shiji. The book has been published all over the world, except in his native China. He's now adapted it as a screenplay, and he directed it as well, bringing it to the screen with what Bob Mondello calls a literary sensibility.
Some Chinese writers remember the period known as the Cultural Revolution as one of brutality and ideological cruelty, but Dai Shiji's portrait of the re-education of two young men in a remote mountain village is lyrical and ravishing on screen. It begins with mountain vistas, suggesting a huge gulf between the world that Luo and Ma are about to enter and the political world they left. They trudge up to the village with songs of Chairman Mao ringing in their ears, and discover that everyone there is illiterate. The villagers have never so much as seen a cookbook, and they burn the one the boys brought with them when the chief says they should eat corn, not bourgeois chicken. They're about to throw Ma's violin into the fire, thinking it's a toy, when Luo explains that it's a musical instrument and suggests that Ma plays some Mozart. The chief is skeptical, so Luo says it's mountain music, and when he's still skeptical, gives him a song title. Mozart is thinking of Chairman Mao.
Mozart, 永远想念毛主席.
That carries the day. Every once in a while, an elderly tailor visits this isolated village with his teenage granddaughter. Luo falls for her when she dismantles his alarm clock to see how it works, and when he discovers a stash of forbidden books, he starts reading stories to her, Balzac and Kipling, the Count of Monte Cristo and Madame Bovary, opening her up to a rush of ideas and, of course, during the Cultural Revolution, setting the stage for a variety of problems. The director treats most of this pretty gently. He doesn't demonize the village, finding lots of anecdotal humor in what is essentially a fish-out-of-water tale. It's such a romanticized portrait that it's probably best to accept it as a fable, with all the staying power that that implies. When director Dai Shiji brings us up to date in the film's last moments and shows us Luo and Ma 2 decades later, their memories of Balzac and of the little Chinese seamstress are still plenty vivid, and it's easy to see why. I'm Bob Mondello. Thank you.